Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God. I'm going to be with you a short time this morning. Pastor Michael is here, but I think he had a bit of difficulty. So I think he'll probably walk in here to the office because his phone wasn't working from the healing home. Praise God. I'm getting ready for this prayer that we're going to do to bombard heaven, to watch heaven come down to earth. I'm looking forward to those of you that are going to be joining me in blessing the Lord, in praying to God, and just in a spirit of gratitude. Just, you know what? You can't bless God without being blessed by God. That's what, I don't think the world understands that. But you know what? Jesus didn't come for the world. He came for the lost. Praise God. I said, Jesus didn't come for the world. He came for the lost. Hallelujah. So I wasn't planning on being on this morning, so I didn't prepare anything. So why don't a couple of you call me up on the blog talk and give me and let us hear some testimonies. Let's have some testimonies this morning. I don't want to hear what God did for you 20 years ago. I don't want to hear what he did for you 10 years ago, because obviously he saved you. And we all understand that, because we have all received the same salvation. But I want to hear what he did for you yesterday, or what he did for you this morning. I want to hear Wendy. I want you to tell him how that fire stopped in front of, right on your property line, the other day, not last year, and your property line. How you and your children called on God and took authority over the elements, and the fire did not hit your property line. Apostle Gene, I want to hear about how them devils got up out of your house yesterday. I want to hear something yesterday, since we're going to have a testimony this morning. Juliet, thank you for the lovely Christmas card. Those of you that sent offerings, I want to thank you. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to do as a unit. Yesterday, I met a young woman that had been delivered from autism, so I know it's possible. And I called up Natasha, so that they could converse. I realized when the young woman came and I actually talked to her, and she was very articulate in giving me her testimony. I want to hear some real, live, truthful testimonies of how you had to change. How you had to change. I want to hear some testimonies about living through the dark night and coming out into daylight. So I'm going over. In other words, you know what I call them testimonies? Your rescue story. Oops, I can't do that. So that's what I want to hear. I'm going over to the blog talk and see if I can find. You ought to hear this story that Wendy told me. It just built my faith. That's what it did. My faith is already on the mountaintop, but this just, you know, I'm hearing blessings that take you over the mountaintop. I want to hear how your husband or your wife is turning around and how your life is being made beautiful without all this chaos and all that stuff. All right? So, I want to hear some rescue stories in the manner of testimonies. So, get ready. Praise God. Get ready. You're right. Totally possible. And see, I'm going to put together a ministry team of those that have been delivered on one platform so that the world can see how big God is. How big our God is. You hear me? He is so big. But the problem is, you got this big old media platform out here, and nobody is bringing all these miracles together. I'm going to, in the name of Jesus. People with autism have to know that there is help. Now, you hear me? Now,
here I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadow, holding out your hand, you made me there. And now,
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Yes. Do you want me to tell the whole thing or what about the fire?
I want you to tell about the fire because you're not ready for the whole thing yet, or are you?
No, let's tell about the fire. Okay. So we live on 39 acres in Oklahoma now. We've moved from Kansas. And when we moved here, not very long ago, just a few days ago, God had me walk around and anoint the corner post and each side of the driveways of the gates coming onto the property. And I did that. And then a day later, I heard anoint the whole place. And I'm like, what? I just did that. But I took my anointing oil and I had some of the oil from there in Georgia. And I anointed every post on this whole place. So they're 10 foot apart. So it took me a little while. And I walked around and anointed everything. Well, that evening, I was in the house. And my son-in-law and daughter and her three children are here. And they were my son-in-law was in the backyard. And he came in the house. And he goes, Wendy, Mom, you've got to look out front. So I look out the front. And the whole skyline was on fire. There was 30-foot flames 200 foot down the road, or like 200 foot in front of a line of about 200 foot. And I just started, we all three started rebuking it, and the wind was blowing directly at our property, onto our property at 20, 25 miles an hour. And after we were done rebuking, and I can't even tell you all that we were praying and saying, and then we both three at the same time said, peace, be still. And the wind stopped. My son-in-law and I got on the four-wheeler, and we drove up the road, and there were 20 or so firemen trying to stop it, and it literally stopped at the road. And our property was on the other side, and it's a gravel road. And the firemen all looked at us. Two of them said, we have never seen this happen. It should have jumped the road and been on our property, and it didn't. God, I laughed because I told Erica, I said, why? I just went and anointed. But I walked in obedience instead of questioning it, and now we know why I went back and anointed everything, because God literally stopped the fire right at the road. Our neighbor, that her land, she's right on the corner of our land, and she had people up there. They were evacuating her and her horses, and I asked her if she needed any help, and they were like, you've got to get your horses out. You've got to get your horses out. And I said, no, I don't. God has stopped the fire. He told me that we're fine. And do you need anything? And so they evacuated their horses. And I told Dr. Erica, they looked at me like I was crazy. But he did. He just stopped. And it burned 240 acres before they got it under control.
But not one of yours.
Not one ember touched our place. And it's a good 200 foot or better of road frontage. It's a quarter mile.
Yay!
Not one.
Jesus!
Yes. So, yes. 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 All glory and honor go to Jesus.
Did you hear that, Taylor? Do you understand what happened? Tell them what you and your daughter and your son-in-law said, that you spoke to the whole world, to the whole universe. Peace, be still.
Yes.
You bound and rebuked those spirits and the fire and the flame. How much of your property did it burn up?
Not one blade of grass.
You cannot tell me. Nobody. Nobody will ever convince me, ever, 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 about anything but the goodness of God.
Yes, ma'am.
But it required faith on your part. It required you to stand up and believe everything that you knew from the Word of God to be true about God. And did you panic, Wendy? Did you panic when you? I mean, look.
No, I got mad.
And see, they don't know how little you are. How tall are you?
I'm 5'1". See, I'm almost 5'2" with boots on.
And about how big? About how much you weigh?
125, maybe 130 after Christmas.
So, a 5'1" human being commanded the elements, and they had to obey. Are you hearing this, Taylor? And they did obey.
They did. It was literally gusting 20, 25 miles an hour, and it just stopped. When we said, peace be still, it stopped.
Lord, have mercy. Thank you, God. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, look, Wendy, I ain't playing. The Ted Line ain't no joke. And the Ted Liners aren't
no
joke. We're not somebody you need to mess with. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because we believe. We believe.
And I mentioned this yesterday that I know whether I ever meet any of y'all or not, I know that when he says we're two or more gathered, I know when he's bringing things like that, that you all are in agreement in the spirit realm. I know that. And you, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what the TED Line's for, is to have each other
back.
Yes.
Back, because God got our front.
Yes.
God got our front, and we have to have each other's back. Look, TED Line. Do you know that those fires that they have in California should not exist? Now you know. And now you know what to do if you ever see fire. Now that means spiritual fire and or natural fire. Are you with me? And that also means, well, we'll go on to that, because you know the Bible says our God is a consuming fire. That shows you the power of God's ability to ignite whatever needs to be ignited in your life. But thank you, Wendy. Now I want y'all to hear another side from Apostle Jean. I'm gonna click her in now too. Apostle Jean, I think I got your mic open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can I hear? Wait a minute, y'all. I can't. All right, go ahead. I can't even see who that is. So I don't. Go ahead, Pastor Jean.
Good morning. Yesterday, I had a miraculous experience about this, with the spirit of delay that was broken in my life. It started, my morning was so different yesterday. There were so many distractions for me getting on the TED Line. I got on late, number one, and then when I finally got back home from running a quick errand, I said, okay, I'm going to set up my computer. I'm going to listen to the TED Line and glean from it. And then one of the dogs went into the living room and peed all over the carpet. I said, that's different. Why would he do that? It was so odd. I said, so I had to jump up and tend to that. And Ted Lyon was still going on. And then I spilled coffee all over the kitchen floor. I had to clean that up. And then a phone call. I had to be on the line for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, I'm missing the Ted Lyon this morning. It was just so full of distractions. So I said, there must be something good on this line this morning or something for me. So finally, when I sat down and when the deliverance part started and the Holy Spirit hit that spirit of delay, and once I began to go in and follow the prayer, I can feel, I just felt a shifting or a breaking, and my belly began to burn. And I'm like, I'm starting to feel sick. So I just kept praying through and going behind what the Holy Spirit was saying to pray. And I'm following the prayer. All of a sudden, it's like everything came up out of me. I was so sick. And it began to break. And I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Because I knew I'm not supposed to be where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I began to just pray for that spirit of the delay to be broken off of the ministry, off of everything that that God put in my hands and that I'm stewardship over. There's always a delay. I'm always going backwards. After I hit a certain point or plateau, I go backwards sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, I'm not supposed to be here. Especially in ministry, I'm like, I'm supposed to be further than where we are even in ministry. And that spirit of delay, I've been fighting that spirit for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Even before I met you, Dr. Erica and Ted Lyon,
mm-hmm.
I've been praying. We've been praying about that spirit, but it broke yesterday. I mean, when it broke, I was even sick, like, most of the morning. My stomach was just burning and burning and burning. I played it again just in case there was anything left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I may play even again this morning before I leave to go for service.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it. I kept always said that. I said, I'm not supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Even if everything that concerns me, I hit that plateau or it slows down. It's like a sudden I'm put in either neutral or that the brakes hit in my life, and then it slows down.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing was broken yesterday, and I'm going to play that again just in case there's anything else that he's needs to be hit or broken. I prayed that prayer for my life, for my children, for the ministry, and I mean that was so on point. And I've honestly prayed against that spirit before, and you know, we used to pray with another group last year or for a couple of years, and they would hit that target for that. They would always pray against the spirit of delay. But yesterday it came to a stop. That spirit was uprooted. I felt
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God that that spirit was arrested and broken off of my life yesterday.
Chronos, and the Lord God rebuke you this morning. We know your name
yes.
now. We
yes.
know your name. We know, because I researched it even more after I got off. Remember, when I'm sharing stuff, I'm just getting it. So
mm-hmm.
it's raggedy. Even when I sent the notes out, I sent you my notes, but they might have, this is raggedy. I sent it to you just like I type it. But
yeah.
after I got off the line, I said, Jose, because you know Jose is a research scientist, and when I ask him to give me something, I mean, he'll He'll go all the way. I mean, I really get it when he gives it to me. So he sent me something. And when I research that demon, I'm going to do a full deliverance off of the demons, the supporting demons. Do you know the demon associated with that Kronos demon is the demon Dementor that J.K. Rowling summons up to make Harry Potter a success? Look, see, when God gave me something, he gave it to me. And I didn't have it. I shared it with you all. But I told people years ago, I said, J.K. Rowling is using real demons. That's what makes Harry Potter dangerous. And as I researched this thing, after Jose sent me this info, the demon that J.K. Rowling summoned up is in the line of hierarchy with that same demon.
Wow.
So we know its name now. We know its purpose. And we're gonna defeat it. It's going to be defeated completely. Because the name of Jesus and the power of God has already started. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because the young lady here that came here with her mom that got delivered from autism was a Harry Potter freak, she said.
Wow.
And so they had to get rid of all her Harry Potter stuff. And her daddy would take her to Disney Universe or whatever, where they had a Harry Potter, whatever they got at Disney. So I know God is connecting all of this stuff. But I know one thing, God gave us the name of a real devil that's been running havoc in the Church of Jesus Christ that is now under our feet. And picture this, that demon has been working, hiding. It's been hiding. It's been working undercover, covertly, destroying believers. He ain't destroying the believers. His objective is to destroy the believers' faith in Jesus. And you see, the devil, we think, oh, the devil hit us. The devil chip away at us like a mountain. It's just like, I think that, I'm not certain about this, but they can get oil out of shale, I believe, and rock. But I think it's called fracking. I'm not certain. I think it's called fracking. If they can get oil in the natural out of a rock to do what oil does, we have the oil.
Amen.
Contained in us, the oil of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We just got to learn, and God has given us the tools to get that deep oil and the ability to utilize it here on the earth. Okay?
You probably
had asked God, how long ago you think you had asked God to deliver you from that demon?
Oh, it's been a couple of years when I noticed that it's been years because I always felt I should be further than where I am. And actually, like you said, I was getting tired. It was like, what's the use? I can't get any further. That spirit of tiredness and fatigue spiritually and frustration was hitting from that delay spirit, because you get tired, you get frustrated, like everything that you do is not successful, or it comes to a halt. So frustration hits in, and especially in ministry.
See,
keep saying that. Yeah.
The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. You walk in the anointing of an apostle. you, the in the apostolic order of things, you are anointed to come in and set right what is wrong in the church. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's
really my assignment. Yeah.
Apostolic mandate. But if the enemy can keep you distracted,
distracted
through multiple distractions, you know what he knows? You'd be too tired to see clearly. You'd be too worn out.
Yes. Yes.
You'd be too worn out. So then what he does with his lying, foul, dirty, unclean spirit that he is, he'll let you in the hopes that you would just press on through, because he knows we love God, that you'll just press on through, and then he'll try to come up with a heart attack spirit or diabetes or chronic fatigue. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And all that, he still knows he can't stop you. He doesn't want to stop you. He just want to delay you. I've been looking at this thing a little bit. He knows he cannot. He cannot stop us.
Yes.
Just wants to delay us until he can get more of his minions in place. So his objective is not to stop. He can't. It's about delay. Why? God has promised people, somebody else, they on here, I wish they would give that testimony, because God, remember I said the other day, I said God is going to give somebody $1 million contracts?
Yes.
Well, they sent me a text, and those are the exact words God had told them, that God was going to give them a $1 million contract. So what God is doing, he's bringing people out from the bondage of delay. You know,
amen.
God has
yes.
miracle ministries on this TED line that have been delayed by this demon. Now look, Jessica just texted me and said that Disney made a movie in 1993 named Kronos. Disney made a movie in 1993. I don't know what it's about, but Jessica just texted me and told me.
Oh, yeah, I see it with a K.
I do want you to do that. So, wait a minute. Somebody just texted me. I will share it if you want me to about the $1 million contract. I do want you to. I want all these people running around here looking for a prophecy, looking for a word.
Mm-hmm.
God is giving it to them on this headline.
Amen,
God
can yes.
give a word at your church. You and I are on one accord. They could go to your church. Don't people know that God delivers them to fill them with more of himself?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And instead of them running around here looking for something somewhere, God done put it right here for them. Right here for them. They could come over to your church and get hands laid on them, because maybe I can't, but you right there. It's the same anointing. Am I right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's the same. We are in one accord, ladies and gentlemen. We are in one accord. She ain't on here. She on here to, you see, God has in place, listen to me this morning, a fivefold ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist.
Amen. Yes.
Those five offices, appointed, whatever you want to call them, giftings, are in place, miracles abide. Apostle Jean is not an apostle because she made herself an apostle. God did that. Because if she doesn't feel like me, she sure wouldn't have made herself no apostle being out there on the front line.
Not at all.
Being a point man. Gonna get hit with everything coming your way, and your way and my way. All I can say, okay, I want you to hear this. I'm gonna open up this, I'm gonna find it. I'm looking for you, 0125. Here it is, right here.
Morning.
Here it is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Hi.
We can hear you.
Good morning, Ted Line. This is just so cool, and I don't even know what it means, but yesterday, Apostle Jean, actually, it was a crazy morning for me as well, getting on the TED line. I overslept. When I tried to log on, I was having technical difficulties. My dog was insane. By the time I actually got to sit and listen to the TED line in peace, Dr. Erica, you just sat down and said, all right, I got it. I'm ready to go. And you started with the teaching. I had to go back and listen to the first half of the broadcast. And I, too, have been fighting this demon for years, over 5 years. And I knew I had an issue with it. But I just, you know, I just found my way back to Jesus within the last 6 months. It's just been incredible what God has done for me. And long story short, yesterday rocked my world. I couldn't even, the way that I felt after deliverance and the way that I continued to feel throughout the day, I had so much energy. I went and walked 5 miles yesterday with no destination, just walking to be moving, and it was just awesome. And when I finally sat down to listen to the rest of the lesson, Dr. Erica, when you said the words, and you just said them because they were just coming to you through the Holy Spirit, just, you know, $1 million contract. I don't know who that is, but God's saying, you know, you're going to get that $1 million contract. I was transfixed because those exact words I got in the spirit about a year ago, and I didn't know what they meant, but they were very emphatic, and they were actually validated by a friend of mine who also heard that, and I just kind of tucked it away. And at the time, I had gotten into a car accident, part of this whole demon of delay. And I thought, well, is it going to be through $1 million contract? I couldn't fathom what it could possibly be. And I tucked it away. And yesterday, Dr. Erica, when you said that, man, it just rocked me to my core. I don't know what that $1 million is, and I don't know what that contract is, but God is validating in the exact same verbiage what I had heard a year ago. And I am open to receive whatever that is. And I just, even now, like, I'm just, my mouth is on the floor. Just the way you said those words and the way I heard those words a year ago is just incredible, because it's a very specific phrase. And it was delivered much in the manner that I heard it a year ago. Praise God. That, I mean, just wait for it to unfold, I guess. But it's just really, so I have so much joy in my heart, and I have been like, that, yesterday was a big day for me, big, big day. So praise God.
Brothers and sisters, God is real, and it is our season. Make no mistake about it. And God is, like he was telling me, you know, this is the truth. I incorporated miracles, signs, and wonders under one word, miracles. Okay? Miracles, signs, and wonders. That's how I did it in my mind. But you know what God is telling me? He said, no, Erica, I'm about to show wonders. And a wonder is not, a wonder can be included in miracles, but wonders are categories all their own, and they all make people experience awe. That's why I keep playing that song, Awesome, Awe. Because God said, I'm about to produce wonders. And we're listening to one of them right now as these 10-liners are telling you, listen, these are not miracles you're hearing. These are wonders. It's a wonder how three believers could get together and say, peace be still, and stop a fire that's just burned off hundreds of, not hundreds of blocks, y'all, city folks, hundreds of miles. It's a wonder how an apostle could have prayed a prayer long time ago and God say it's time and deliver the apostle from the effects. Now, she didn't tell you the whole story, but there are people that do not want her in ministry, and they've been trying to take her out of ministry. Why would the devil set people against a woman or a man of God if their purpose wasn't purposefully being carried out on earth as it is in heaven? Why would God tell a woman that he's going to give her a $1 million contract and then use the tear line as his vocal instrument to reinforce that in case she had forgotten? Now, I got another one. You need to hear this, because Jessica texted me again and said, yes, it is called fracking. I had just thought it was called. I didn't really know what fracking is, but I knew it was getting oil out of a rock. Now, listen to this. Kelly.
Hello.
Good morning. I got your mic open. You all, this is Kelly, another prophet. That I met through the oil, all right? And this woman here, if anybody I ever met in my whole life, love deliverance is her. I'm telling you, God got come in this lady. If anybody loves seeing people free more than me, is her.
Oh, thank you.
I was telling you, well, you know what, maybe, and you said, no. I said, okay. Go ahead. Tell us about your
praise God. Okay, so the Lord gives me visions quite often, and some of them he highlights and stays with me, and others fall to the ground, so I know which ones are he's truly sending a message through. And I'm not sure, maybe 2 to 3 days ago, he gave me a vision of a jar full of rocks and oil. And I was just like, what in the world is that, Lord? And I did a little bit of research, and I came up with the scriptures with the alabaster, which is actually a stone and one of the most precious stones. And then, of course, the oil, we know all about that. So I kind of assumed, okay, he's saying, you know, like a vessel that's full of his oil and full of the most precious stone. Where are we going with this? And of course, we all get part of it, and then together he brings the rest of the story. So when you started talking about the fracking and stuff, I was like, okay, that's another part of the story. And then I was just looking at the whole fracking thing, and it says that it's that they basically drill down into you and inject different elements so that you get so full you start to have such pressure that another substance just flows out of your head and it's carried out. And I just feel like the Lord is saying that that's what he's doing to us. He's just like, getting all the little bit of the weeds that are passed down, the ones we didn't know about, the ones that are, have been hampering us. He is drilling down and he's getting those out. He's filling us up so much that we're just going to not even be able to contain all that he's going to put inside of us. And it's just going to allow us to push back the darkness more and usher in the kingdom and just be vessels for him. So I just thank him so much for the fracking he's doing and just submit to that and just ask him to use me and I'm sure all of us for his glory and for his purposes. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, when I went over to Grace on Hanukkah to bring the jelly donuts, well, Johnny and Leslie, I said to them, Johnny, pray for me for 2020, and he and Leslie and Susan laid hands on me, Johnny on my head, Leslie on my shoulder, and Susan touched my back, and Johnny started saying, God is going to give you more and more clarity, and he kept saying, clarity, clarity, God is telling me he's going to give you more clarity. And he didn't use any other word. And so he finished praying, and then he prayed a blessing. I wanted him to pray a blessing over the TED line. And then he prayed the blessing. He spoke it. They were in agreement, and I was in agreement. And do you know, no sooner than I had walked out of Grace back around the corner, the clarity started coming. Ted Line, this is the clarity. You see, the Bible says, out of the mouths of one or two witnesses, everything is established. Can somebody find that scripture? Out of the mouths of one or two witnesses. Well, God had told me that he was going to make you all demonstrations. And that's when he told me to change this message. And he started it out with Corona, with the reason the prayers had not been manifested. And he broke it down. That's why you need those notes through the different times. And he really showed us how his timing works. And how it's all under that A-I-O-N, timing, Aeon, timing. Brothers and sisters, we are in a good place in God. Now, the only reason you won't be blessed is that you just too stubborn and rebellious to accept it. Okay? I look at everything God does as a blessing. God sent two little boys here, twins. And I watched them because you got to understand that their spirit is full grown. They might be, you got a full grown, a full blown spirit in the body of a 7-year-old. I watched this 27-year-old, I think she's 27. That had been delivered from autism. I can't see Shailene, Natasha's son, but in the spirit, I can see him. I see all these, guess what they are? Wonders. Wonders. I asked the 27-year-old, because God gave her a vision about autism. And she said, it looked like spider webs all over and all through in my body. And she said, Jesus came in with a stick and wrapped all the spider webs around the stick. And then after he wrapped them around the stick, he took the stick and the spider web, and guess what she said? He threw it in the fire. She said he threw it in the fire. And guess what? She's sitting here with me. I'm gonna bring a lot more people that have experienced wonders, because God told me wonders. We in a season where he's gonna do wonders. Yeah, it's gonna be a wonder when you get that $1 million. You're gonna wonder how God did it, and then you're gonna thank him for doing it. But look, if there's one person, when God gave me the message, he said there were several people. He said there were people on the TED line that were going to get $1 million contracts. That means if you have a business, your sites should be, if you was only thinking 100,000 or 50 or 60 or 70, your sites right now in your business should have jumped to minimum million. Because the $1 million contract is going to be the seed that prime the well, that get the pump flowing for multi-millions. That's the way. And I'm not, I think I'm going to have Pastor Michael come back, because he's down here now. If he wants to do it now, he can do it. Or else we could take a break and come back and start fresh. What you want to do? Tomorrow? Or, okay. Okay. Well, you know, you're going to do it. I mean, God gave it to you, so we got to get it out. Okay. All right. So, look here, brothers and sisters. God, this morning, I was just sitting here waiting for Pastor Michael, really. And God said, it took their failure to earn their success. I said, what? He said, yeah, Erica. He said, it took every failure you've ever been through to get you to the point where you can receive success. Because failure was just those steps you saw, those stone steps you saw to success. And I did see some stone steps. Who was I praying with? Oh, a lady came here yesterday named Jody. And they sent her here because the oil was closed yesterday. And she called me to see, I guess Susan thought I might have some oil. I only had one vial left, and I gave it to her. But while she was here, you see, it's hard to come in my presence and you have demons for me not to deal with them. Because I see them. So she got delivered yesterday. And it was awesome. But in her deliverance, I saw these stone steps, Kelly. And these stone steps. No, that's not where they come from. No. After she left, Arnold called me from Russia. And when I was talking to Arnold and praying with Arnold in Russia, you all may not know who Arnold is. But Arnold is a Russian Jew, okay? And Arnold's grandfather, who was my friend, who went home with Jesus, he got filled with the Holy Ghost at the Wailing Wall. I mean, at the wall. At the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, God filled his Russian grandfather with the Holy Ghost. And you know what? Mr. Solomon had prayed for me, too. So I'm talking to Arnold from Russia, and I see this vision of these stone steps. So I'm telling Arnold, I'm thinking that the stone steps were for Arnold over there in Russia, and it was, because the village he's living in now with his family in Russia, God's going to use him to bring about a revival in that village over there in Russia. So I saw, Kelly, these stone steps last night. Yesterday was a busy day for me. But I saw the stone steps when I prayed with Arnold. He was in Russia. I was here on this mountain in Dalton. So this whole thing is coming together. Deborah said I was not given words of million-dollar contracts, but I have been given a promise over and over of a million-dollar restoration. I'm telling you, wonders, wonders, wonders. So these stones, and Kelly, Jessica texted me again and said, alabaster, alabaster. And that's what you had said, Kelly, alabaster.
Yeah, that's what the Lord took me to, is alabaster, which is supposed to be the most precious stone.
Oh, my God. I am so looking forward to this prayer coming up on New Year's. I'm so looking forward to this 80? Because God is what? Awesome. He's just awesome. And get yourself in expectation for wonders, deadline, wonders, signs, miracles, and wonders. And don't be like me. Wonders are separate. Wonders are done by God, but he's still got to use us. He's still got to use us.
Today I ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Faith.
Tell you,
he said,
oh, No!
standing our ground. Not only are we standing our ground, we taking back territory that you think you own. And one more thing, devil. You're going to experience the wrath of God in the natural. But we're going to bring it to you from our inner man and our strength and might in Christ Jesus in prayer. Watch out.
You're a winner.
line before you go. I have Joanne Butler on my smartphone, and let me cut the volume up. Remember, we prayed with Joanne about her son Preston. Joanne got something to tell you. You got the I got you on the by the phone. Go ahead, Joanne.
Okay, praise the Lord, hallelujah. God is so awesome. Before Christmas, I went down and got my son out of the situation that he was in, and I brought him home. And day by day, God had, because I said to him, I said, honey, you can't beat this thing just, you know, like that. I said, unless God does it just like that. I said, just take it day by day. And I said, Lord, just give him grace to walk it through day by day. And every day I could see him changing, see him, I can't even explain it. But yesterday, I missed headlines because we were going down to Attleboro, Mass, to my ex-husband's wake, and then the celebration of life afterwards. And there, when the person that was conducting the service asked those that, you know, loved him, that had a testimony about his life, to come forward. And Preston was the first one up out of his seat to go and give a testimony or share about how much he loved his dad and the things that he taught him and so forth. And I sat there and tears just welled up in my eyes. I said, Lord, look at what you're doing to my son. Look at what you're doing to my son. And then my youngest son got up and shared, and then my daughter did. And by now, I'm trying to hold back the tears and whatnot. But what made me really just burst forth was my oldest son, Preston, got up. Now, my ex-husband was a captain in the Air Force. And Preston got up before his coffin, stood at attention, and saluted his father. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Fell down my eyes. And I'm telling you, I just, all day long, because it was a situation where, you know, someone else, you know, interrupted my marriage and married my husband and so forth. And it was just not a very comfortable situation for me to be in, but I knew I needed to be there, not only for myself, but for my children. And I tell you, it was such a day filled. I was praying for the peace of God, and the Holy Spirit kept saying to me, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And such joy welled up in my bosom yesterday as I watched my eldest son, who is a firstborn male that opened my womb, who is holy, set apart, and dedicated unto God, stood before his dad and full attention and honors. Preston was in the Navy. His dad was in the Air Force. Nonetheless, he was given his father honor and respect. And he was the one that I thought would literally fall apart because they were so close. But he was strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I watched God do such a mighty thing yesterday. I can't even share it without crying. And I give him all the honor, all the glory in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my sister.
Keep praying. The hand of God is on that young man's life and on my other son's life too and my daughter's. My person's been the one that's been the concern, but God is moving. He's mighty.
And we thank him.
Amen.
And
I
we
do.
Thank him.
Yes.
We thank him. I'm telling you, I had just said to Jose this morning, I say, or to Brother Joe, I think it was something. I don't know. I just be talking sometimes. But I said, Ted's line is a tribe. God say, every tribe and every nation. I say, we're a tribe.
Yep, we are.
It just, and so then I didn't see you at first on the phone because I had the phone over on the other side. And the Lord said, pick up your phone. And then I saw you and I said, let me call. I know it's important. And you know what you said? You said the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, it is. It is.
I don't even know what this song is, but it say joy. So let's play it on out. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow morning, Pastor Mike will be here with the message that the Lord had for today. But remember what prophetess Joanne Butler said. The joy of the Lord. We prayed. She believed. We prayed in agreement with her belief. And God did it. God did it. God did it.
And I took my cross with me too. Right here in my handbag. I did.
If you don't have a cross, we still got some left. But you gotta send me postage paid envelope to get it. Stay over there. Stay over there. Let's see what kind of joy this song is. I don't know now. I don't know.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound in here.
There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning.
Ha!
There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you've captured me. I've got joy instead of
ah.
The Lord say the same. I see you tomorrow, 10 lines. Joy. Deep in my